today on Real Radio.
But the church has within it this propensity to go astray, to go wrong, to water down the Word of God, to not exercise church discipline, or to be lazy about doctrine, to not be concerned about these things.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his verse-by-verse look at the New Testament letter known as 1 John. In the opening paragraph of chapter 4, John issues a stern warning to believers, do not be deceived. In fact, the first 6 verses are so strong, our teacher, Pastor Jack, will be spending a lot of time in this passage. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a series taken from this section of 1 John chapter 4. It's called Living in the Days of Deception.
1 John chapter 4, verse 1 through 6. John says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. And by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. John is speaking that there is a division that exists, and it is spiritual. It will manifest itself physically in the gathering of believers. We'll see a little bit in this introduction how so. But he's making an announcement that certainly the people at that time and of that age read and probably had some insight into. And I'm sure, like any convocation of people, there are those that are in step and those that are out of step. And those that are trying to figure out which foot goes in front of what and when. Have you noticed that the Bible often and so many times of its teaching challenges you and I to apply our hearts and our minds, to be a thinking people? I believe right now, as we go into this portion of this book, and the time in which you and I live, it is so vitally critical that you and I apply ourselves to the truth of the Word of God, because he's warning us. He's telling us to test the spirits. That presupposes that there's a need that within the body of Christ, Christianity, that there's something that is internal within it that has a propensity. Are you listening? It has a propensity to go astray. There's something built into the church, and that is the human factor, sad to say, though the church is a divine institution, not only created by God, but paid for by Jesus and his blood. But the church has within it this propensity to go astray, to go wrong, to water down the Word of God, to not exercise church discipline, or to be lazy about doctrine, to not be concerned about these things. We are living in very, very dangerous times. I believe that we are living in times that if back then they were considered the last days, how much more so now? In your note-taking tonight, jot it down if you would. I believe that we are living in the last days of deception. And I think you're going to be quite shocked to find out how this deception has permeated the church. You might find it surprising to find out how shocking deception has permeated this church. For wherever you find the work of God and the Holy Spirit having his free reign to do as he wills, you will find the enemy at work. You will find an undermining work. If you are connected, and again, maybe you're visiting. If you are, I don't want to know it tonight. If you're visiting and you go back home to your other church, if that church is being used of God, just like Jesus had a little church of 12, it is possible that among the 12, there's one that's a devil. There's one that has a diabolical plan. And you might be sitting here tonight saying, well, I don't have a diabolical plan, but maybe you're apathetic. Maybe you're not up on doctrine. And maybe with things that are coming in the last days of deception, the things that are going to be coming to your ears, you're going to be deceived. And we're going to be looking at various ways of how we can be deceived and how people have been deceived. Now, understand this clearly. A Christian can be deceived. That's a fact. But God will bring that Christian out of their deception once they go back to the Word of God. There is a deception that Satan weaves around a person's feet, heart, eyes, mind, spirit, soul, where he has that person bound for not only this life, but forever. They're not Christians. They've been deceived. One of the greatest deceptions of all is to get a person to think that they're a Christian. This is one of Satan's greatest tricks, is to deceive you into thinking that you're okay. Now, it's great to know that you're okay because you know it doctrinally. It's great for you to be able to say, this is why I'm going to heaven. That Christ died on the cross for my sins. He has paid the debt of my unrighteousness. I look to him to save me, and I add nothing to that. I trust in Christ alone, and I have given my life to that wonderful cause of Christ. You have been freed by coming to the Lamb of God. It is impossible for a Christian to be deceived in that setting to the point of destruction. We may be swept away from time to time by very cunning and crafty, maybe speakers, our ministries, teaching false doctrine. We're living in very perilous times, dangerous times. We're going to run through a few of these things together. Before we do, I want you to just consider a few things. And tonight, I trust, I pray, I hope that this is just an evening of simple introduction and not only introduction, but a time where you and I might even have a chance to interact. And that is, I'm just asking you to be of the mindset tonight. If something strikes you, I want you to feel free. We'll give a time tonight to ask questions. This is such a critical and serious topic. And then we'll get into the full-scale verse-by-verse teaching of it soon. I want to give you a couple of questions, a couple of verses, and then I want to lay a few things out. I want you to think for a moment. Why? Be thinking, why is it that, first of all, the scripture says here that we are to test the spirits. What is John talking about? Ask yourself the question. Jot it down there in your little notebook. Why is John even asking this? To test the spirits. Did it apply just then, or does it apply for now? Oh, it's now, all right. In fact, it applies now, I say, even more than at that time. More now than ever before. Ask yourself, why was John warning us about testing spirits? Why? Who's he speaking to? Respond to me. Let's talk. He's talking to the church. He's talking to us. Could John be implying that there are evil men and women among us? He says, test the spirits. Secondly, what spirits does the Bible warn us about? What kind of spirits are they? What do you mean spirits, Jack? What are you talking about spirits? Are you talking about just emotions and attitudes of people? No, I'm talking about the attitudes and emotions that are behind, that drive the people through emotions and attitude. It's not their attitude and their emotions. It's what's behind them. What is driving the very fact that there's an incredible amount of doctrine out there in the world today that is false, that is of the occult as well as the cultic version? What spirits, literal spirits, demonic entities that are invisible? You and I cannot see them, or I should say, we don't want to see them. Hopefully we won't see them, but they are real. They are actually real. They pass through these walls. They pass through your car. They pass through the earth. In fact, God speaks about Satan having the ability, because he is a spirit entity, Satan is, to pass through even the center of the earth. God asks Satan, where have you been? He goes, I've been passing through, up and through the earth. He's not bound by some storm or some concrete or some metal. Spirits, demonic powers at work. They're at work right now. They're at work right now in your life, in my life, to either derail me and you from applying ourselves to God. We are often attacked by demonic activity, spirits, by not such a frontal attack, but by our minds wandering. Maybe you'll come to church on Sunday. You're all dressed up, feeling fine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And your mind, has this ever happened? Your mind just jumps into some cesspool. We're singing how great thou art, and you have some perverted flash in your mind. Where does that come from? That's satanic. We've just grown up in the forest that we can't see the trees. Oh, boy, what a terrible thought that was. Consider the source. You're under attack. The greatest thing I have found out, it's taken me 22 years to figure this out, but the greatest attacks of Satan in my life, I wake up a week or two into those attacks. They're so subtle. It's like a spider weaving a web. So quiet, so subtle, I don't even see it. It used to be before, maybe it's true in your life, where you could see the enemy coming. Now it's like, man, look what's going on. Real spiritual warfare in everything that you do in your life. Everything. You think when you get inside your car to commute that you're somehow in this little bubble? You're safe. You're not safe. You think you're only going to be attacked on Sunday morning before church or Wednesday night before church or whatever? Oh, no. No. When we talk about spirits, why was Jesus Christ himself so faithful to warn us about evil spirits? They're real. Does that bother you? Does that scare you tonight? It's like, oh man, I should have stayed home. Listen, then you're right where you're supposed to be. You know, tonight, are you going to go out to your car and whistle? Go home and turn on the light, you know, and then walk into your house? You should be here tonight. Does that stuff scare you? You should be here tonight. Because as we'll get into the weeks following, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is greater, that the Holy Spirit who dwells in you is greater than any demonic activity that dwells in the world, including Satan himself. Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 through 5 and verse 11. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Jesus privately saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and what will be the end of the age or the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. I would have said, go out quick and buy a first aid kit or a bazooka. Get the biggest Bible you can and kill people with it. No, he says, be careful that nobody deceives you. What a funny response. Jesus is saying the first thing concerning your attitude and your questions and your wondering about the end of the age and the prophetic world scene is deception. Oh, they didn't want to hear that. They probably blew that right off. Oh, no, we want to tell us about earthquakes. What's it going to be like? Tell us about how when the World Trade Centers just come tumbling down, Jesus. That's what we want to hear about. Or when the moon's turned into blood and the sun cannot give its light. That's what we want to hear about. Jesus says, listen, the first thing I want to tell you about is deception. And where do you think people are going to get deceived? In a spiritual setting. Listen, there are people in so-called spiritual settings that are so deceived, I believe Satan's got them so wound up that he's walked away and they're going off on their deception, just like that little bunny. You may not like what I'm saying here. Are you deceived? We are going to be deceived in churches. We are going to be deceived by ministries. Paul the Apostle? There's a man. Could Paul the Apostle have built a church and had about a 50,000 seat church? Think about it. No. He could add a 100,000 seat church. Could he lay hands on the sick and the dead and raise them up? Just like that. Did he do it? Did he build a million seat church? No. Could he? Sure, he could have. He's the very one who, if anybody could have built a successful ministry, said, be careful, for among your own selves, men will arise and deceive you. If Madeline Murray O'Hare, is she alive anymore? Well, let's say she is. If she walked in here and sat down and she says, you know, hey, I'm Madeline Murray O'Hare. I took prayer out of your class and I killed God in America. You know what? You wouldn't be threatened by her. You know exactly where she's coming from. If somebody came in here and said, oh, I'm a full-blown Satanist. Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm not threatened by that. I'm threatened by people that come up to me and say, I'm Pastor so-and-so. What do you mean you're threatened by that? I don't know him. I want to watch his ministry. I want to see for a while. I want to watch what kind of fruit flows out. And then I want to see what happens and what takes place privately in his life. Perilous times. Dangerous times. Jesus says, be careful that nobody deceives you, for many will come in my name. The word in the Greek for name in Greek is authority. Many will come in my, or claiming to have, my authority, saying, I am Messiah. Is that not happening today? How many of you, by the way, saw, and we're going to see it from here on out till Easter, how many of you saw the mail out today of U.S. News and World Report on the cover, Hell? Yeah, you know what? Get it. Read it. They have figured out that hell's not as bad as earlier thought. In fact, the cover of U.S. News and World Report's got Satan standing there. He's got a Hawaiian shirt on. He's got shorts on, and I think he's got a pina colada in his hand, and someone's over in hell getting fanned by a couple of girls in some bikinis. There's flames coming up, but someone's getting, a nice tan, and the whole thing is hell may not be as bad as it was previously thought. Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm glad we know that now. It's funny. Jesus spent so much time talking about hell because he didn't want people to go there. And you know, if you want to form your theology like most Americans, you take a Time or Newsweek poll. And there they have the polls about how many Americans believe that hell, that there's a literal place in hell. And people form their opinions. Jesus says it's real. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Jesus says, enter in by the narrow gate. Narrow, small, squeak through gates. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in that way. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads into life, and there are few who find it. Listen, next thing he says is, beware of false prophets who come to you with what kind of clothes on? Sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. They got sheep's clothing on. But Jesus says, you'll know them by their fruits. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be showing you footage of people that you hear about and you see on TV. And you judge for yourself. We're going to be playing clips of people that you watch on TV. I'm saying that generically. You better not watch these guys. There's one guy that if I mentioned his name right now, you'd know him instantly. You'd recognize him in a crowd instantly. And for 30 years of ministry, he's been an undercover Mormon his entire ministry. And his doctrine is Mormonism, and the so-called Christian church has swallowed him hook, line, and sinker, and will pay $20,000 a Sunday to have him come and speak in their church. They have been deceived. And he laughs all the way to the bank. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the last days some will depart from the faith. Do you think he meant that or what? Giving heed to deceiving spirits. He's not talking about Shirley MacLaine. He's not talking about Linda Evans. He's not talking about Al Gore. He is not talking about John Denver and the like. He is talking about people who have been in church who depart, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy. Listen, lies and hypocrisy, speaking lies. It's hard to tell if what someone's telling you is true or false just on conversational grounds. But speaking lies and hypocrisy is with the ability to convince you. When somebody says, hey, listen, man, I just talked to so-and-so, and you know what? Here's the deal. Name-dropping. Hypocrisy. Watch out. My whole passion for this teaching is that your heart and your mind will be provoked to think and, according to the Word of God, judge everything.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio. In a lesson taken from the first six verses of 1 John chapter 4, it's a multi-part series called Living in the Days of Deception. Now, Living in the Days, D-A-Z-E, of Deception, is a series within a series. It's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at this New Testament letter written by the Apostle John. We'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, don't forget that we're offering Pastor Jack's series called Ruth and Boaz, Falling in Love God's Way. Ruth and Boaz, Falling in Love God's Way is a 2-CD series available to all Real Radio listeners. Now, the account of Ruth and Boaz truly is one of the most famous and touching love stories of all time. It's really quite a contrast from today's lax attitudes, if you will, that often result in relationships that, well, quite frankly, just don't last. Now, here's our offer. We'll send you Pastor Jack's 2-CD set called Ruth and Boaz, Falling in Love God's Way, for your gift of any amount to the broadcast outreach of Real Radio. We don't want anyone to go without getting this. You can visit us at realradioactive.org, that's realradioactive.org, and submit your gift right there online, realradioactive.org, or call us. Our phone number is 877-RR-RADIO, that's 877-RR-RADIO. RR Radio. Now, if you'd like, you can write to us and send your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Ask for it by name, Ruth and Boaz, Falling in Love God's Way, Pastor Jack's series on 2 audio CDs. Also, a quick reminder to join us tonight on his channel for our live Wednesday night study. You're going to like it. That airs live on hischannel.com starting 7:30 Pacific time, hischannel.com. Come and see us. And remember, all of our contact info as well as links and resources can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David J. And Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.